I'm obviously I'm at towards the end of my career now, and had to come back in a bit of a surge last year, and really there's only one place that I've sort of felt has been my home throughout my whole career, which has been Sheffield. So really, you know, that's where I want to end up and enjoy the last years of my racing for as long as I'm enjoying it. I want to be at Sheffield, really.
Right, so you plan to finish your riding career with the Tigers then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I felt like I'd had enough sort of 3/4 years ago when I was at Workington, and, you know, just didn't actually retire, but just said I was going to take some time out and see what happened. And, you know, I didn't miss it when it came to March. And then during the middle of 2013, I started missing racing again. So made an attempt to come back, and thankfully ended up finishing the season back at Sheffield, which, you know, it was, I've got to be honest, it was a little bit harder than I thought coming back from missing 3 years, and obviously joining or starting midway through a season when everybody's been racing for half a season was difficult as well. But I posted some, I think up until the PLRC, I had the fastest time around Sheffield last year, which was, you know, I beat quite a lot of the top number ones, including the likes of Craig Cook and Jason Doyle in heat ones at Sheffield. So I know that I've still got the ability. It's just finding consistency and getting the setups, which I think towards the end of the season I was getting there.
When you were deciding about what to do, when you were thinking about it, was there one moment, one key thought or happening that made you thought, yeah, I want to get back involved now?
Yeah, there was actually. Richard Lawson, who was my teammate up at Workington and their number one last year, wanted to move down sort of more in the Midlands, and me sort of living in Chesterfield, he bought a house not too far away, and came and stayed with me while he was getting his house sort of done and ready, etc. And he kept sort of pestering me and badgering me, and obviously seeing the bikes about and going to a few meetings with him again, which I hadn't done while I wasn't racing. I'd sort of kept away from the sport, you know, just made me realise how much I missed it, and thought, well, you know, the clock's ticking. If you want to have a few more seasons racing, you need to get back into it and get on with the job.
Is it an open-ended thing for you now, or do you have a sort of, in 4 years, that'll be it, or is it just see how it goes?
No, to be honest with you, I'm taking it a season at a time, and for as long as I'm enjoying racing and you know, scoring points, then I will continue to do so. I think I'm, you know, I've certainly got no visions of quitting at the end of this year or the year after. It's just, I think, you know, as long as I can keep performing and doing okay, then I will continue to race.
Well, the world's certainly changed, hasn't it, at the Sheffield Tigers. Neil has decided to move on. There's a new consortium in charge, and Joe Scream will be leading the team.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, I've known Neil for probably over 20 years, and you know, he's been a fantastic guy for Sheffield Speedway and for the sport in general. You know, he's done a really top class job of promoting it, and I just think he's got to the point now where, you know, a lot of time's passed, and there's, you know, he's had his own sort of issues, let's say, and his reasons for feeling a little bit upset with the sport. But you know, there's a lot of politics in speedway as there is in any other sport, and I think it's, you know, it's the right time for him to move on now. And you know, I'm looking forward to working with the new consortium and some fresh blood in there with some enthusiasm to put people back on the terraces and get Sheffield back at the top end of the Premier League where it belongs.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, over the past couple of years, there's been all sorts of issues, mechanical and otherwise, that have hindered the team, as you'll no doubt be aware. But the Sheffield Tigers, they're a team that we just became associated with, top four at least.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's exactly where they belong. Like you said, you know, throughout the majority of my time with the Tigers, they've always been up at the sharp end of the league, and that's where they belong. And, you know, it's disheartening, really, when, you know, I joined them towards the end of last season, and it's a depleted team. Simon, who's a key man, missing, and you're bringing guests in, ride replacement, riders getting injured all the time. It's, you know, it's a bad place to be in. And to be honest, for me as well, it's difficult to it's hard to get motivated. You'll see that when a team's doing well, generally, it spurs on the rest of the riders. So, you know, if the team's winning and performing, then, the whole team seems to up their game. And to be in a winning team, it brings the best out of you. And, obviously, you're fighting against that when the team are getting beaten, struggling to win at home. So I'm really looking forward to this season with the new lineup.
Just finally then, given that lineup, what's the plan for you? Will you be going in at the top of the order? How do you see it panning out?
No, just with the way the numbers work out, I will go in at reserve, which there's two ways of looking at it, really. I'm thinking the last time I was at reserve was probably 20 years ago, nearly. So for me, really, to go back into reserve, you sort of think, well, at this stage of your career, should you be there? But, you know, I've got to accept that it took me quite a bit to get motivated last year and get moving. And I think that, you know, as a reserve, I would like to think I'll probably be one of the strongest reserves in the league. And I think that will be a massive benefit for the team, certainly until the green sheet averages come out and I see myself moving back into the team.